Where's Yaakov?
I am unsure. Sorry, Rabbi.
Erev Tov Rabotai, Shavua Tov. Nice to see everybody back. So, I'm sure everybody's excited because you saw the word dikduk. Okay, so let me explain to you something. Okay, it's I saw in several places the Chida brings down, as well as many other poskim. Rav Saadia Gaon had a policy that in order to be accepted into his yeshiva, even if the guy was Tamid Chacham, he needed to commit to learning 3 years of dikduk. Before learning all Kalala Dikduk for 3 years, only then was he accepted into the yeshiva. That was the yeshiva of Saadia Gaon. So if you think I'm going to be able to teach you all, you know, Kalala Dikduk and all the nitty-gritties in the course of this series, so you're wrong. I'm going to give you some basics. First, tonight's going to be kind of an intro into the importance of Dikduk. And, you know, is it like a different part of the Torah? Is it just like, is it word games? Is it entomology? Is it part of the Torah? Is it part of Halakha? So let's get first something straight. About a third of the Rashis in Tanakh are on Dikduk. I don't know if you look how many times Rashi HaKadosh speaks about Klalei Dikduk, quotes Menachem ben Tzaruk, Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, Don Ashi ben Lambart. He quotes all of the greatest Medakdekim of the time. Now, as a kid, I always wondered when we got to these Rashis in school, in Cheder. So the Rebbe, you know, you either like go through it really quick or just skip it. We're going to skip the Dikduk Rashis. Now, it didn't sit well with me. Why are we skipping it? Now, truth be told, in yeshiva, when they teach you, I wouldn't call it Dikduk, they teach you basic rules of Lashon HaKodesh. They teach you Shorashim, right? They teach you the roots of the words, prefixes, suffixes, singular, plural, all those things. But that really doesn't do justice to Dikduk of Lashon HaKodesh. So just in order to put things into perspective about how important Dikduk is in the life of a Jew, I want to give you two examples before we get to the actual Basar. So as follows. This is Halacha Brura, okay, but I just want to first read you the Shulchan Aruch, very simple Maran. Here we go. Siman Kuf Membet in Shulchan Aruch, which is Hichot Kirat HaTorah, Saif Aleph. Now, you know that if you're a Koreba Torah or you're a Shliach Tzibur, you better know your Dikduk well. But even if you don't, even if you're not, you still have to know it well, because you have to know these dinim. Listen to this. Says Maran, Kara v'ta'a, afilu bedikduk ot achat machzirin oto. Which means, listen to the words. If a person read and made a mistake while reading the Torah, afilu bedikduk ot achat. Which means he didn't skip a letter, he didn't add a letter. What's dikduk ot achat? In the precision of that one letter, says Maran, machzirin oto. Now, this is a very important word in the context of these halachot. Machzirin oto means you stop him and you have to bring him back to repeat the word correctly. The Rama disagrees. Listen to this. The Rama writes, Haga, v'chen din ha-chazan ha-kore, v'davka b'shinui shemishtane al yedei ze ha'inyan. When do we say we bring the chazan back? That's only by a mistake that changes the meaning of the word. Aval im ta'a bin ginat ha-ta'am, o benikud, en machzirin oto, aval go'arin bo. But if a person made a mistake, either in a nikud that doesn't change the meaning of the word, or in a ta'am, now, by the way, make no mistake, sometimes te'amim can change the meaning of the word depending on where you put them. Why do I say that? How can a ta'am, how can one of the cantillation notes change the meaning of the word? What does that mean?
Where the emphasis is on.
Oh, we learn out how to emphasize the word many times. Mi le'el, mi le'ra, which we're going to talk about, Be'ezat Hashem. Do you put the emphasis on the first syllable of the word versus latter syllables of the word based on the position of the ta'amim, especially by ma'arich tarcha. Ma'arich tarcha is very big, depending on, right? V'rachil ba'a, v'rachil ba'a. It's mishaneh mashma'ut mamash. And that's because of where the tarcha is. It means two different things. So, but let's say in general, if a person said Ravia instead of Shne Gereshin, it doesn't change any meaning. Or, says the Rama, if a person didn't make a mistake on the Ta'am, he made a mistake on the Nikud, on the Nikudah, but it doesn't change the meaning of the word. Vayomer, Vayomar, Vatomer, Vatomar, things like that, says the Rama, in machzirin oto, aval go'arin bo. Now, we find that's another phrase. Machzirin oto means you take him back. Go'arin bo means what? Let him continue, but at the end of the aliyah, or the end of the kriyah, you point it out and you say, Ge'ara is minashon, give him you chastise him. You give him musar. Say, Baba Jun, al ta'aseh ot pam. Lo kacha koreim. You don't say like this, you say like that. So the next time he reads, he doesn't make the mistake. Tov. It would seem, based on the way that Rama sets up the halacha, doesn't say yeshomrim, doesn't say yesholkim, it sounds like he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. But that's not so pashut. If you look in the halacha Berurah, I was quoting Gdolei HaPoskim, there's a huge machloket between Maran and the Rama with regards to this halacha. Listen carefully. So, first of all, like this. He gives a few examples. Everybody wants examples. Well, how can one nikud, or one dagesh, or one lack thereof of a dagesh, how can that change the meaning of a word? First of all, he's going to give a few examples which are gold. Listen to this. Hakore b'Torah צריך להיזהר מאוד לקרוא בדקדוק רב בין בביטוי נכון של האותיות והתיבות ובין בטעמי המקרא. Anytime a person, now again, this says, this series has nothing, but I'm not focusing on Kriya Batorah. I'm focusing on the laws of Dikduk and how it can apply to different matters in Halakha. Kriya Batorah is one of them. Kriya Shema is another one. Kriya Megillah, Kiddush, Ve'avdala. Anything that's Talui B'dibur, all these are Talui on Kriya B'dikduk. So he says a person has to be careful, both in the dikduk of reading the letters and pronunciation, uven b'ta'amei ha-mikra osa ta'amim. Sometimes a person goes up there. By the way, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person cannot go up, likro b'Torah, with even if you know it cold, unless you review first, twice, before. Mipene, kvod ha-tzibur. Kvod ha-tzibur dictates that you don't go up without reviewing. Even if you know it. I know ba'alei korim that can read the whole Tanakh in their sleep. Aval ma? Halacha. You got to review it twice, mipnei kavod ha-tzibur. That's why the Chachamim were mitakin in those times. In the times of the Gemara, there's no such thing as Baal Koreh. Baal Koreh only happened in the times of Rishonim, when a lot of people didn't know, they forgot, and people, not everybody was expert. In the times of Chazal, who was the Baal Koreh?
Everybody.
Anyone who got the Aliyah. There were seven Baal Koreh. Everybody read their own Aliyah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, wait a second. They're calling you Shabbat morning to get an Aliyah. Maybe I didn't review the parasha twice. Maybe I didn't prepare kvod ha-tzibur. What were the chachamim mitaken in order to save you from that? Shnayim yikra v'echad targum. With shnayim yikra v'echad targum, you already yotzei this thing. First of all, you did the mitzvah of shnayim yikra v'echad targum. Number two, now you're prepared in case they call on you to read b'Shabbat. I already did myself. Ding! That's why they did it. Again, in those... No, the point is, for a seasoned expert Baal Koreh, if he does Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum, he's good. Why? Because of there, you already, it's just to refresh your mind. You only read these parashiyot once a year. So now, you know, Shichecha is a powerful thing. So it refreshes your mind. Oh, that's what it is, especially in hard parashiyot. There are certain parashiyot, very, very difficult in terms of ta'amim. Some of the hardest ones are Parashat Tzav. Parashat Tzav is very difficult ta'amim. Parashat Va'era, coming up. Shemot Va'era. Va'era also has confusing ta'amim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Happens almost six times in the parasha because of the different makot. Every time is a different time. It's confusing a little bit. But when you review, it refreshes your memory. Now, yes, for a person who's not expert, even doing Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum, you know, look at a bar mitzvah boy. You think Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum helps him? He's busy reviewing for a year. Aval ma, the more you do it, just like with anything else, people complain, oh, Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum takes me 2.5 hours. What's the answer to that? Keep doing it, and you'll see that every time you do it, takes you shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter because you come, it's kochar again, become more accustomed to it. Now,
would the Rav say that Parsha Ki Tavo at the side of Sefer Devarim is also a difficult time in Mikra?
No, when Tochacha?
Tochacha.
Not really. It's not. It's hard words, but not hard ta'amim. V'yizahir me'od k'shemvatei et ha'otiyot sheyadgish ot sheyesh b'hadagesh v'lo yadgish ot she'en b'hadagesh. One dagesh can change an entire word. As one time, Parashat Bereshit, I was in the I'm sorry, not Parashat Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, it should have Unmikneh ha-mayim kara yamim. What's yamim? Seas. Oh, seas. Yamim is days. Yamim is seas. Now listen to this. I was once in Purim, it was Lil Purim, and a guy went up there to read Mikra Megillah. So he said, you should know, I felt bad. This past Shabbat, he had a bar mitzvah in the shul. This kid, I don't know, I'm not like that, but the kid, for months before, his mother called my wife to have me speak to the kid because the kid was traumatized from the thought that he has to read the Torah in front of me. The kid was pachad. The kid was what? No, mamash. The kid was like, lo yom velo laila. The kid lost tam ha-chaim because he was mamash scared. I took the kid aside. I said, listen, as important as digduk is and as important as, you know, I'm a pretty precise kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Very medayek. But I said, but the most important thing, Yiddishkeit doesn't ride on digduk. Yiddishkeit rides on simcha. You got to be samech, al tidag. I said, don't worry. I'm going to close my ears. I'm not going to listen. You have a somech, I'm not going to correct you. He says, really, you're not going to correct me? I said, I'm not going to correct you. Al tidag. And the kid, mamash, yeah, ve'ayir shushan, sahala ve'samecha. Mamash, it was very interesting. So anyway, back to Purim, the guy was reading, says, he says, bayamim ahim kesheve. I said, stop. I stopped him in the middle of the thing. What's it, bayamim ahim? Bayamim ahim means in those days. Kesheve tamil ha-chashorah b'seder. Bayamim ahim, with a dagesh, means during those seasons. Tachamon, what are you doing? Yeah? He says, no. I told him, lo bayamim ela bayamim. He says, ah, bayamim. I said, no. Meaning, sometimes you correct a guy, and he doesn't even chap. I said, in the middle of Mikra Megillah, I had to tell him a bunch of times, al tadgish et amim. It's mutar. In order to fix him, you're allowed to be mafsik be'emtza Mikra Megillah in order to make sure that he's reading it correctly. Sometimes the guy didn't chap. Yeah.
How should you say that? How should you say
bayamim? Bayamim.
But with the tam, it's, how do you say?
The tam doesn't change the dagish.
No.
You just made it milayin.
There's no
yash. Bayamim. Bayamim.
There's no.
I was just madgish the mem. One dagish changes the meaning. Now again, by Ashkenazim, they would say yamim versus yomim. Right? It's not only, there's a difference in the patach versus the kamatz. But by Sfarad, now again, not to tell you, this is another big thing, another big misconception that Sfaradim do not differentiate between kamatz and patach, the sheker, the lo nachon. Now, we'll leave that for a different shiur. But at least for Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim pronounce the chametz and the really the ikar is not really kamatz. You look at the words of the Rishonim, they refer to it as kamitz. Kamitz. Everybody calls it kamatz. But by Sfaradim, the difference between the kamatz and the patach is much less pronounced than by Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim do kama, komot, o versus a. It's a big difference. By Sfaradim, it's a little bit less pronounced. So the biggest difference between seas and days is in the dagesh of the mem. Now listen carefully. Sometimes if you mess up even on one dagesh, not only are you just reading correctly, you can actually mess up the mashma'ut of the word. Says the Halacha Brura, let's look in the Torah for some. Now I just gave you an example, but watch this. Befasuk, Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. Now just a little Torah trivia. Mi amar lemi? Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. Nope. Parashat Vayera. Abraham 2. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what context? When Abraham Avinu is having his negotiations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the tzaddikim in Sodom. He says, he says, how can you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can it be the ruler, the judge of the entire world, you're not going to do mishpat? And Hashem says, okay, find me 50, then 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. You have Avram Shavlim Komo. Now over there, the sheen in Ashofet is rafui. You have to know these two terms. Dagush means with a dagish. Rafui means loose. Why would we call a letter loose? Because it's un dagush. And he says, "Uferosho bilshon sheila, ha'im shofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'ase mishpat, v'imedgish et ha'shin betevat ha'shofet, v'ikaren ha'shofet, tia mashma'ut shelo bilshon sheila, ela amira she'ha'shofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'ase mishpat chas v'shalom." Watch this. Avraham Avinu meant to ask a rhetorical question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can it be that the judge of the whole world won't be doing justice? Now, when Avraham Avinu poses the question like that, is it Bilshon Derech Eretz? Yeah. But that's only if you read the Sheen without a Dagesh. HaShofet Kol Ha'aretz Lo Ya'aseh Mishpat. But once you put a Dagesh in the Sheen, Lashon HaKodesh, what happens? The Dagesh in the Sheen changes the whole sentence from being a rhetorical question to being a statement. HaShofet Kol Ha'aretz Lo Ya'aseh Mishpat. Which means Avraham Avinu would be Chas V'Shalom saying a statement that Hashem, the judge of the world, is not doing justice. That already is not a question. That's a chutzpah. That's machzirin oto. You have to... One dagesh. Hashofet kol ha'aretz. And sometimes, as you're reading, just your tongue blurts out these dageshim, or lack thereof, just, you know, I would say instinctively. Nevertheless, a person has to be very careful. Or, there's another pasuk. Yeah? You're going to tell me where this is. V'chen b'pasuk. ויסב את הראשון למור כברשך, עשב אחי ושאלך למור למי אתה ואנה תלך, ולמי אלה לפניך, who's that?
יעקב
to? No, to the שליח. יעקב to the שליח that he was sending to עשב. In the word ואנה תלך, what does the word ואנה תלך mean? No, ואנה, לא אני, אלא אנה תלך. When he asks you, למי אתה, who do you belong to, ואנה תלך, where are you going? שמשמעו להיכן תלך, ואם ידגיש את הנון ויאמר, ואנה תלך, תהיה משמעות, בבקשה תלך. It means, please go. אנה, where? אנה, please. One דגש. Same ניקוד, one דגש, or lack thereof in the נון. Changes the whole word.
דגש
means, please. Yeah. אנה, שם אלוקנו קודם, תבוא לפניך תפילתנו. Now sometimes we find over there in the tefillah, if you look in the siddur, it says Anna Hashem Elokeinu Tavo Lefanecha Tefilatenu. Does it end with an aleph or with a he? Aleph. So that means please. Nachon. Is there any place in the Torah where it's Anna with a he? Vaday. Look in Tehillim. Anna Adonai Hoshi'anna. Now over there it's with an aleph also, but there are places in Tanakh where it can be with a he. Whether it ends with an aleph or with a he, it can be leshon. Bakasha, it can be a language of asking. Ufa'amim adavar lehefech. So these were examples of what? Where one dagesh, I didn't even start about the kalalim, I'm just showing you the importance. This is where adding a dagesh can kill the word. And here's another example, the other way. If you don't put a dagesh, you can kill the word. Ufa'amim adavar lehefech. She'im lo yadgish et ha'ot, tishtane ha'mashma'ot, kegon, ומילאו את המים בימים. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was commanding the waters fish to Peru Urvu on the third day, when he created the fish, to procreate in the waters, fill the waters in the seas. What happens if ומילאו את המים בימים, fill the waters in the days. מה עשית? That's not the way it's supposed to be. זה מחזירין אותו. שפירושו ימים מלשון ים, ואם יקרא בימים, בלי דגש במים, תהיה משמעות בימים ולא בלילות. Yeah, very, very important things. וכן צריך הקורא בתורה להיזהר לקרוא בפיסוק נכון בין התיבות על פי טעמי המקרא. Yeah, you have to know how to use the טעמים to split up the words. Sometimes, if you split up the words the wrong way, you get a totally different meaning. You got to follow the split of the words in the Torah based on the טעמים. ולהפסיק במקום שצריך להפסיק, ולהסמיך תיבות שראוי להסמיכן. Stop by אתנחים and סופי פסוק. And stick words together that are supposed to be together. וכן צריך להיזהר בתיבות מסוימות לקוראן מלעיל ומלרע, כפי המסורת. Like we just spoke about a few minutes ago. מלעיל ומלרע. That's making the emphasis באה, באה. Two different words. What does באה mean? באה means? She's presently coming. In פרשת ויצא, there's two psukim. V'rachel ba'a, v'rachel ba'a. It's very complicated over there. I've seen people stumble. Only very expert ba'ale kor'im, they nail it. Sometimes, you know, you have the people in the audience that are waiting to get you. Everybody in the audience always waits to get somebody. Zeyadua in the Kahan, for instance. You know, nobody ever made a mistake on, I shouldn't say nobody, but nobody usually makes a mistake and says Anan Rosh Chodesh. You have to be like a real spazball for that. Avalma, sometimes it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's אני יודע מה, ערב לג בעומר. And the Chazan, לא יודע, שכח, whatever, by mincha before לג בעומר, yeah, you hear the guns cocking in the kahal. You hear the guys already standing, yeah, Sim Shalom, everybody's already preparing their artich, you hear the, yeah. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, Amvarech Tamo Yisrael, Bashalom, Amin, Yiru Ratzonu Merfi, Ve'erionu Bilfanecha, Hashem, Tzuri, Ve'goali, Anna, Hashem, Loka, you see, it starts firing. Yishem, Yishem. It's the worst possible thing you can ever do Sfaradi, yeah, is to say, Anna on Yishem, you know, that's,
Yishem is a
gift. Huh? Yishem is a matana me'elokim, yeah.
Is it Anna?
No,
Is it Anna a gift that we're able to do tshuva?
Yeah, I don't know why Anna has such a bad rap. I don't know why Tachanun, such a beautiful tefillah, mechilat avonot.
I think it's because they know that we can avoid it. It's something that's avoidable. But that's the only part. Why? That's the only thing.
What do you think? Just because you're saying Yishem, you don't have avonot? Yeah, everybody's got avonot.
That's the only thing that never gets cut.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Nobody ever asked why you said Yishem. If you say Yishem, nobody asks why. Huh? No, לא משנה. You said Yishem. זהו, נגמר. Nobody ever asks about it. Now.
Yeah.
Unless you're Chalabin, it's Mincha. By Chalabin, by Mincha. If they pray Mincha after Plag of Mincha, which they usually do, they say Ana, ויעבור, זהו. They don't say, they go straight to Yishem, they don't say לדוד ונביא למלכנו. It's minhag halabim. All of a sudden, everybody starts becoming all Syrian on me. Gam ha-Parsim, gam ha-Marokkaim, everybody becomes all, yeah. If you have a minhag, besed. If you don't have a minhag, what a beautiful tefillah le-David. It's, you know, a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Mechilat Avonot. Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Ata, the Ben Yishchai writes, in Parashat Kitisa, he says it's tefillah, he says tefillah nora'a, a powerful, he says, unbelievable, awesome prayer. I don't know, aval, mikol makom, you're right. Yishem on a Monday or Thursday is it's whoa. Sometimes when there's a Yishem on a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, it's a waste. A waste of a Yishem. Yeah. You couldn't have been born a day earlier, a day later. Yeah. Mikol makom, tzach ladat. So, now, I want to read to you this paragraph because this is very, very important. Vera'ui. לכל מי שקורא בתורה בציבור. Anybody who reads the Torah בציבור, or if you're שליח ציבור, also same thing, whether you're חזן, קורא בתורה, קורא במגילה, whatever it is. And even if not, שילמד היטב כללי הדקדוק היסודיים ביותר. We're not saying you have to be the world's biggest expert on דקדוק, but what just? Know the basic rules, the sounds of the letters, and the basic כללים of מילעיל, מילרע, נסוג אחור. All the basic rules. כדי שלכל הפחות לא יטעה טעויות כאלה המשנות את משמעות התיבה או הפסוק. So at least you won't be making mistakes that make a difference in the language of the pasuk. How many times do you see people read, you know, 2 weeks ago in Parashat Mekis? ויתנו את אוסנת, איזה אוסנת? איזה אוסנת זה? צופנת פניח. מה זה צופנת פניח? זה טעות. צפנת פעניח. מה זה פניח? פעניח, there's עין שם. Yeah, you swallowed the עין, מה קרה? Read, בדקדוק. וכן צריך הקורא בתורה לדעת היטב טעמי המקרא. Sometimes, you know, again, not every situation is optimal. Sometimes you get together for a minyan and there's no official בעל קורא and, you know, nobody really prepared, so one guy wings it. Okay, once in a while, בסדר. But how many times do you go to a shul and the guy gets up there and he's messing up טעמים and he's messing up words. באופן קבוע, week after week, week after week. זה כבוד הציבור, זה ביזיון הציבור. You shouldn't be doing that. You should prepare, even though you're right, we're not מחזיר on טעמים. But I've been in places, they go up and read, he reads, וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור. Read like a story. מה עם טעמים? No, we don't do טעמים here. What are you talking about? The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, ולמדה את בני ישראל סימה בפיהם, שאין התורה נקנית אלא בסימנים. סימנים is what? בטעמי המקרא. That's how the Torah was given. The Torah was given בטעמי המקרא. הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ועצמו. When he said the two דיברות, and when משה רבנו taught the Torah עם ישראל, he taught the Torah with טעמים. And he says, וקודם הקריאה יחזור היטב על הפרשה עם הטעמים, כדי שלא יטעה בקריאתם. You have to review well. A minimum of twice, but until you know it well. Yeah, what's the shayla? I get a refill, ידידי? מחילה. לאט לאט. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
How does one learn, like, these all these D2 books? Like, is there a special book or...
A bunch of special books. Well, first of all, I'm here to try to acquaint you with some of the basics. And then if you want to get deeper, there's plenty of svarim on the market that are, and it's not even so complicated, just even light reading. I'll give you names of a few svarim that are good to have. One of my personal favorites is Em LaMikra VeLaMasoret by Rav Nissan Sharoni. That's one excellent sefer.
The red one?
It's the red one, yes. Another one is called Dikduke Abia. Dikduke Abia. Yeah. Aleph, Bet, Yod, Ein, He. It's another good one. There's a bunch of them on the market, but what's the shayla?
What's like the limit you have to take Dikduk, meaning this? Even the letters that we learn, let's say in pre-1 first year, right, in Sephardic schools,
mm-hmm.
They teach us different, like, let's say, Bob, Wow, and all that.
So,
what's the limit?
So the limit's like this. You should know that even among the Sephardim, not all the Kehilot follow all the same rules of Dikduk. You know that? Syrians read one way, and Iraqis read another way, and Persians read another way, and Moroccans this way, and Tunisians that way. Now again, there are things that are, you know, common denominator among all kehilot ben asfaradim. But there are differences. Like you said, vav, wow, bet, vet. There's a bunch of different differences. So again, girsad yankuta, when a person learns something when he's a kid, that's usually what ends up sticking the most. That's why if you went to Ashkenazi schools as a kid like me, so in order to get the aleph, beis, gimel, and all that stuff out of your system, it takes time. If you want to be mishaper your dikduk, it takes time to do that. Now, that being said, one second, huh?
Rabbi said Torah is not part except with Tami. Where it brought down a Gemara. Where is it from?
I think it's in Menachot, if I'm not mistaken, but I will look it up again. Right, this is Marei Makom. It's Gemara Meforash, but I'll look it up. Yeah. Now, as follows. So it's important to know the klalim, and you have to know what minhag avotecha was. A Persian's not expected necessarily to read like a Halabi, and a Halabi is not going to read like a Persian, and everybody, you know, everybody's going to follow their own minhagim. Now, many times a person's own family minhagim are not so clear. Not necessarily. Sometimes, you know, there wasn't such a strong misurah, or sometimes there's mistakes in that specific misurah. You know what I'm saying? That there are, because of the languages, many times the languages that they spoke in these lands influences the way they speak Lashon HaKodesh, and sometimes not positively. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, not Chas V'Shalom to take cheap shots at any Aida, but every Aida has their own language thing. Yafeh. So, Persian thing in Kaddish, they say, Le'ella min kol birchata, shirata, tishbechata, nechamata. Ze lo kacha. Huh? Yetz milera. Ze le'ella min kol birchata. Every time I used to tell people, זה עשרת בני המן. Well, עשרת בני המן, you say, 500 איש, ואת פרשנדאטה, ואת אלפון, ואת אספטה, ואת פורטה, ואת הדליה, ואת הרידאטה, ואת פרמשת, ואת הריסה, ואת הריטה, ואת איזאטה, עשרת בני המן. So those, עשרת בני המן, מלעיל. You know why? Because those were Persian names. And Persian names? Yeah, because Haman lived in Persia. And therefore he gave his sons Persian Amaleki Machshemam names. So therefore, that's why it was Mila'el. But guess what? Kaddish ain't in Persian. You see? Big Chidushim.
Can we still answer amen to that part?
What?
Can we still answer
Yeah, you can answer amen. He's not, unless he's actually saying Persian data and stuff like that. About Mikol Makom. So over there, that's a mistake that comes from the Persian accent. Or, many times by Moroccans by and large speak French. You know that? So now, in French, a lot of the things in most of the words in French are milera. So many times in Moroccan say lo lanu Hashem lo lanu. Ma ze lanu? Ze lanu, lanu. It's because the language. It's funny, but they don't mean it. It's just that the language affects the way the Lashon HaKodesh comes out, and the rules of French or the rules of Persian don't necessarily see eye to eye with the klala dikduk of Lashon HaKodesh. So now it's very, now again, what do you think? English makes it easier. You get up there and you speak English and you start reading. It's hard to master a language and then separate that, especially if it's your native language, especially if it's your first language, what we call in Yiddish the Mama Lashon, and to not allow that to influence the way you read Lashon HaKodesh is a big thing. It's a very, very tough thing. Yeah.
So let's say we know about the new klalot of vav and wow.
Klalim, lo klalot. Yeah.
Should we start implementing into our own, let's say, tefillot? Like Shasha saying wow and...
Well, listen. If it's a minhag thing, then maybe not. If it's a correct versus incorrect thing, then yeah. You can't say, again, for your, what Aida are you? Persian. So you're not going to say, you know the difference. He says, no, aval minhag avotai is to say, shirata tishbechata. So I'm going to say it like that. You know it's incorrect, so you're going to correct yourself to say it the correct way. You're not going to propagate a mistake. Shalom. Now he says...
Right, but that's okay, that's...
Kacha.
That's a no
mistake. Yeah.
That's a no mistake, but people you say, Bob and wow, they wouldn't really... They think you're just making fun or...
You got to know your place. There's a very interesting Kafa Chaim. I'm going to read you another one. But he says, even when a person's mitagdik, you should never be mitagdik to the extent that people are going to laugh at you. Okay? Meaning, sometimes if you're just mitagdik at all, people are going to laugh at you. They say, oh, what are you doing? It's simple klala dikduk. You know what I'm saying? They laugh at you because they don't know. He's not talking about that. He's talking about overkill. You know what overkill is? No, mamash. No, he gets like choking on the gutturals, you know, suffocating on the ayin and. Zelo nachon. I have many friends who are Ashkenazim, and they pronounce, especially by briskers. By briskers, they're very makbidim. My friends who are briskers pronounce hayit. The ayin maybe doesn't come out so well, but you know, so, but it, they try at least. You know what I'm saying? Because. אז גמרא מפורשת, מרן brings it down. הקורא לאלפין עיינין, ולעיינין אלפין, הם חיית, הם חיית, מורידין אותו. Now again, by many Ashkenazim, that's all there is. You know what I'm saying? So, תוריד את כולם, you're not going to do that. But if you're able to make a distinction, you should. By ספרדים, if you have a guy, הוא לא עושה חיית, זה ח, 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 כל פעם, תוריד אותו. Well, again, you have to do it, you have to be also a little bit sympathetic, and you have to be, gentle and obviously you want to do that, but you don't want to be insensitive. But if a guy mamash reads like a butcher instead of reading like a Baal Kore, so it happens to be the shliach tzibur in my shul happens to be a butcher, and he reads kmo shetzarich kmo ben adam. So I meant to say butchers the words. That's what I meant to say. Aval, you know what I meant to say? Mikol makom is a kol lefi hamakom ve'azman. Don't make it overkill. Make it flow. That's the art of dikduk. Even the way it comes by halacha, is that it should become second nature, so it flows. You see how, when you talk in English, is it overkill? No, you talk like, you know, regular. It flows. You make it flow. The avodah that a person has to do is to make it flow b'lashon HaKodesh also, to make it like the same second nature that you have for your spoken language, you should have for lashon HaKodesh as well. Yeah.
I was in a Sephardi shul, I heard Chazan saying, switching it up between Sephardi, and then like sometimes you throw in some Ashkenaz words. Is that mamash asur, or?
Why would he do that? Like he slipped, or?
On purpose. I personally got like, I was annoyed by it, but.
Well listen, could be he learned in Ashkenazi schools and whatever, and he's trying his best to read like a Sephardi, and just, you know, he had a few Ashkenaz words slip. What do you want?
It wasn't slip, it was like mamash on purpose.
It was on purpose? Yeah. That's a little bizarre. Yeah.
I've heard once a recently actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
He prayed, and he pronounced everything like Ashkenazi. Is that Allah? I was told it is a machloket. You have to do like that.
So the first question is, why did he go up to Bishliach Tzibur? Okay. Yeah. Maran Zichron Lebracha was of the opinion that you shouldn't do that, even for a yahrzeit. He said he actually gave a specific shiur on Motzei Shabbat in the Yazdim, a famous shiur. Even if the guy is a chiyuv or yartzeit or whatever it is, he says, just because of the yartzeit, so you're going to butcher your tefillah? He says, for us, our higui, our mifta, the way our dikduk is the correct. So just because of the yartzeit, you're going to butcher it, it's better to not go up to shliach tzibur, pray kmo ben adam, that's a bigger ilu neshama. But naniach, I'll tell you, happened with me many times. I want to get to some of the halachot, but happened with me many times. You know Kesetair over here? The shtibul? Anyway, so... It happens now just because the demographics of the neighborhood, there's a lot of Sfaradim. So, you know, many of the Minyanim are majority Sfaradim, but there's always Sfaradim in the Minyan. The Rav, he passed away a few years ago, Rav Rosenblatt, Alav HaShalom. So many times when it came time for the Minyan, so there was no Chazan. Sometimes there's a Chiyuv, so he would stand by the Amar, and sometimes not, so he'd ask for a volunteer. sometimes it gets like really awkward because he's asking, anybody want to go up? And nobody goes up. So sometimes he would call on me. And I used to tell him, sorry, Kvodam, I don't look it. I look Ashkenaz. I said, I'm Sephardi and I daven a little bit different and I don't really want to change it. He says, no, it's okay. You can, now, again, when you go up to Bishliach Tzibur, you have to daven their Nosach, besides for your private things, but for the, you know, for the things for the Kahal. You know, over there is a little bit better because they daven Nosach Sfarad, which is pretty close.
Like,
No. So I asked him, he says, it's okay. You can daven over here with your Miftah. So what I did was, I did like an interesting thing. I did like, Yitgadal v'itkadash, Shemei Rabbah, meaning I kind of fused our Miftah with their tune, so it wouldn't be too much of a culture. You know, if I start singing Kaddish, they're going to freak out over there. They're not going to know what hit them. Yeah, if I start singing Kaddish Elen Shabbat, kind of to fuse it. But again, you're right. In general, if you go up to Bishliach Tzibur by an Ashkenazim, so you got to conform unless you have Rishut from the Rav, from the Gavai. He says, it's not such a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody understands what you're saying. So that's that. Now, I just want to... You want to ask one more question, B'chava?
I was going to say, is there a gold standard for what the dikduk should sound like?
Wait. There's no perfect dikduk because there's no one standard of dikduk that's going to satisfy all opinions. So you gotta really pick and sticks and watch this. You remember I told you before what the Rama said? The Rama wrote that if a person makes a mistake on a nikud that doesn't change the mashma'ut of the word, what does the Rama say? En machzirin oto ela go'arin bo. Right? You give it to him after the aliyah or whatever it is. Da'at Maran is not like that. That's Da'at Rama. Maran holds kirova puskim, kidat rambam, kidat rova puskim, that even by a nikud that doesn't change the meaning of the word, that's a big difference between kriyat Torah and kriyat Megillah. You're right. By mikra Megillah, halacha meforeshet, the Gemara says, in medakdekin b'mikra Megillah, which means even if you said instead of Yehudim, you said Yehudiyim, you add an extra yod, nagid. Is there a difference in the way? It means the same thing. It means Jews. Yeah? That's okay. So over there, but if you did the same thing in Kriyat HaTorah, according to Maran, even though you didn't change the meaning of the word at all, you said Vayomar instead of Vayomir. V'chule, v'chule, v'chen al zeh derech. Or Levaddecha, Levaddecha. It's the same thing. One is with a Shavana. One is with a Segol. Many times you hear, that's another mistake sometimes people in Amidah. Yeah? Ketashem, Levaddecha, v'chesed, what is Levaddecha? זה טעות, לבד דחה. There's a דגש. דגש in the דלת and השוונה, לבד דחה. זה טעות. People don't realize. Even though it's similar, the sound of the ניקוד of שוונה and סגול is similar, but it's not exactly the same. You have to be מבדין.
The story correct about Korah,
ודאי.
אשכנזי
זאת. Correct. Yeah, that's a big, even though the way that Rama sets it up, it doesn't sound like that, but that is the... That is the halakha lema'aseh, which means if a Sfaradi would do that by Kriyat HaTorah, Baba Jun, tachzor, fix it. Yeah.
So only dagesh changes the word?
No, not necessarily. No. Dagesh can change the word. Nekudot can change the word. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Nekudot,
mile'el, mile'ra. Many, many different things can change the meaning of the word. And if it changes the meaning of the word, bivadai, according to everybody, even according to the Ramash, Ashkenazim would be machzir. But by Sfaradim, even if it's a mistake that doesn't change the meaning of the word, da'at maran shemachzirin oto. Now there, by Mikra Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are, by Mikra Megillah, what do we correct for? For things that change the meaning. Things that don't change the meaning, everybody agrees that you let it go. What does change the meaning? Maran gives an example, for instance, nafal, nofil. What does it say? Vehaman, nofil ala mita asher estir aliha. Nofil means what? Currently. Yeah? Bilashon hove. Nafal, bilashon avar. In past tense. It's a totally different thing. So a person has to know the differences between Ilchot Kriyat HaTorah and Ilchot Kriyat HaMegillah. Very, very important. Just to end off this evening, I think you're going to appreciate this. I want you to remember this Kaf HaChaim forever. The importance of dikduk. Now this is a Kaf HaChaim in Ilchot Kriyat Shema. Siman Samach Aleph, Saif Katan, Nun Vav. Listen to these words. It's unreal. I say this over a lot because it really... I took the wrong chilek. So, not upset there. I got the... Ani aseh po.
Portable
שנייה. סימן סמך וואו. סמך א', סליחה, סמך א', סעיף קטן נון וואו. סמך א' is 61. Chapter 61, section 56. Subsection. Yeah, okay, now. Here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Shnia. Hey. It doesn't give me סעיפים קטנים over here. You want to get me כף החיים חלק א'? א'. מחילה.
No, it's... Especially when it comes to Gemara also,
yeah.
I mean, I was told that there are, you know, when a person talks, whatever his voice creates, you know.
This is it. Watch. Vega. Maor, can you stop the clock so we can make it?
Sorry.
Stop the clock. Stop time. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure. Listen, if it can't be recorded, it probably shouldn't be said, no? That's my policy. Okay, so the Kaf HaChaim says like this. Here we go. Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch that a person should read Kriyat Shema v'idakdek b'otiyotea. Says the, some of the dikdukim that he says, for instance, b'chol levavecha. Since it ends and begins with a lamed, so if you're not careful, it sounds like b'chol levavecha. Don't do that. Ela b'chol levavecha. Says the Kaf HaChaim. Ot nun vav. Ve'amru sham b'gmara b'rachot daftet vav. Sof amud bet. Kol ha-kore kriyat shema ומדקדק באותיותיה, מסננין לו גהינם. If a person reads קריאת שמה, and he's מדקדק in the words of קריאת שמה, he reads it carefully, with precision, גהינם is chilled for this person. Why? Says the Kaf HaChaim, והטעם, מפני שטבע האדם הוא חם, ורוצה לקרות במהרה. What's a person's nature? Fast, hot, want to get over with it. And he says, והוא מהפך טבעו ומקררו. שקורא במיתון ונחת ומדקדק באותיותיה שלא יחסר שום אות ממנה. In order to read בדקדוק, what do you have to do with your nature? You got to change your nature, chill yourself out, cool yourself down to read it בדקדוק. מידה כנגד מידה, what do they do for you in גיהנם? They'll cool off the fire of גיהנם as well. מידה כנגד מידה. He says, על כן מודדין לו מידה כנגד מידה ומצננין לו גיהנם. ועין מה שכתב בית יוסף סו סימן סמך בית ושם הארין. ועל כן, listen to these words of the Kaf HaChaim, legendary. צריך האדם ליתן דעתו תמיד, כי על ידי שמדקדק באותיות קריאת שמה, מצננים לו גהינם, כדי שלא יתגבר עליו החום הטבעי לקרוא במהרה. וגם בזמירות ובתפילה, ובכל עת שלומד ייתן בדעתו שהאותיות היוצאות מפיו, הן בוקעות האוויר, the words that come out of your mouth, any words, קריאת שמה, זמירות, תפילה, לימוד, he says, think to yourself that the words, the letters that are coming out of your mouth, go up in the air, ועולה למעלה, ואם אינו מדקדק בהם להוציאם כתקנם, הרי אלו יצאו חסרים ופגומים חס ושלום, והחי ייתן אל ליבו תמיד, והשם יזכנו. The person doesn't utter those words properly, the letters, which are the Ari HaKadosh writes, in Sha'ar HaOtiyot, that the basis, the foundation of this world and of Olam Haba has to do with the Otiyot of the Aleph Bet. What's the building blocks? What's the atoms of the Torah Kedoshah in the entire world? That's the Aleph Bet. If a person doesn't make sure that those letters and those words come out clearly b'dikduk, they don't have the effect that they're supposed to have in the Olamot HaElyonim, and a person, chas v'shalom, can lose the effect of what he's trying to accomplish. Now again, this is a much longer discussion. For many of us, myself included, who grew up in yeshivot Ashkenaziot, even davening as a Sfaradi sometimes proves challenging for some people. But let's assume you have it under your belt, after bar mitzvah, high school, beis medrash, you're good, you daven like a Sfaradi. Limud, with the correct higui, becomes a lot more of a challenge, especially in yeshivot Ashkenaziot. Not to say, chas v'shalom, that if a person learns b'higui Ashkenazi, that there's something wrong with his learning. The limud is shalem. Just the words that come out, in order to be po'el, the tikkun that they should, the Kaf HaChaim says that a person eventually, and say when, I started doing it I met Yored Darka after I got married. After I got married and went to Kolen, so that's when I started working on myself to kind of take over, to bring over the pronunciation that I had from the tefillah and the diktuk to the limud as well. When I was in yeshiva, I never fathomed that in my wildest dreams that I would say Abaye and Ravan, Rav Papa, Rav Acha, Mapiton, Abaye, Rav. But later on, there's always time for it. Not chas v'shalom to think that there's anything wrong with the limud. I just want to clarify that. B'me'a achuz. B'ezat Hashem, we'll continue in the following days, starting with some klale adikduk. This is just an introduction. Rabotai, Laila Tov, nice to see you all.
Take care of this one. Why, what's wrong with this? Oh yeah, yeah. Tomorrow we're off, visit the Shem, but tomorrow night. We'll make up tomorrow night. Fast is over.